A 24-hour greasy spoon diner in Dallas, Texas. It is all times of day at once. The Texas rain dances on top of the diner's roof. A beat-up piano, seemingly misplaced, sits in the corner. It is played by a beat-up piano player. The Texas highways are a map of his face. Sitting at a table is Clinton Hill, age 32. Hill is wearing a suit, though he might have removed his coat and rolled his sleeves up by now. There is also an easel with a map of several key intersections and roadways of Dallas's West End. Behind the dinner counter, a man wipes glasses clean with a rag. He moves impossibly, imperceptibly slow. A waitress walks back and forth from the counter, repeatedly refilling Hill's cup of coffee. She also moves imperceptibly slow. The following conversation belongs to the voices of Hill and Arlen Specter, age 33, but somehow comes through the walls of the diner.
Mr. Hill, would you state your full name for the record, please?
Clinton J. Hill.
How old are you, sir?
32.
You have been with the Secret Service since September 1958 to the present time?
Yes, I have.
Did you have any special duty assigned to you at that time? And how far was the president's car in front of the president's follow-up car during the course of the motorcade?
Approximately 5 feet.
What are the standard regulations and practices, if any, governing such action on your part?
It's left to the agent's discretion, more or less, to move to that particular position when he feels that there is a danger to the president, to place himself as close to the president or the first lady as possible.
Are you able to indicate the route which the president's motorcade followed through that area?
Yes, sir, I am.
And what does that scene depict? What city is it?
Hill walks to the easel and looks hard at it.
That is Dallas, Texas. It shows Main Street, Houston Street, and Elm Street.
Will you write on the picture itself where Main Street is?
Hill does.
Would you now write as best you can which street is Houston Street?
Yes, sir.
And would you now write which street is Elm?
Yes, sir.
Now, would you indicate, if you know, which is generally northern direction on that picture?
Yes, sir.
How far behind the president's car was the presidential follow-up car as the turn was made onto Houston Street?
Four to five feet at the most.
I will show you a photograph of the building which has already been marked as Commission Exhibit Number 348 and ask if at this time you can identify what that building is.
I believe I can, sir. Yes.
And what building is it?
It is the Texas School Book Depository.
Jacqueline and John F. Kennedy enter the diner soaking wet and walk impossibly slowly, Bhutto-like, toward an empty booth. They continue walking impossibly slowly, impossibly wet, underneath the conversation coming through the walls. Hill watches the Kennedys like ghosts.
What is your general practice, if any, in observing such buildings along the route of a presidential motorcade?
We scan the buildings and look specifically for open windows, for people hanging out, and there had been on almost every building along the way, people hanging out
windows open.
And did you observe, as you recollect at this moment, any open windows in the Texas School Repository building?
Yes, sir, there were.
Are you able to recollect specifically which windows were open at this time?
No, sir, I cannot.
The voices disappear for several moments. The man behind the counter, the waitress, and the Kennedys continue moving through the diner impossibly slowly. The voices resume.
How far back the president's automobile was the follow-up car when it had just straightened out on Elm Street?
Approximately 5 feet.
Now, referring to Commission Exhibit number 354, would you mark an X as best you can on the spot where the president's automobile was at the time the first shot occurred?
Approximately here.
And would you mark a Y at the approximate position where the president's car was at the second shot you have described? How many shots have you described that you heard?
Two.
Did you hear any more than two shots?
No, sir.
You testified just a moment ago that the president grabbed at himself immediately after the first noise, which you described as sounding like a firecracker.
Yes, sir.
Would you tell us with more particularity in which way he grabbed at himself?
During the following descriptions, Hill reenacts the physicality being described by the voices coming through the walls. Hill moves like the waitress, man behind the counter, and the Kennedys, though not quite as slow. The rain and the piano continue.
He grabbed in this general area.
You are indicating that your right hand is coming up to your, to the throat.
Yes, sir.
And the left hand crosses right under the right hand.
To the chest area.
Was there any movement of the president's head or shoulders immediately after the first shot that you recollect?
Yes, sir. Immediately when I saw him, he was like this and going left and forward.
Indicating a little fall to the left front.
Yes, sir.
This was after a head wound?
No, sir.
Before the head wound?
Yes, sir. This was the first shot.
Hill is no longer reenacting. He stands silent.
Now, what is your best estimate on the time span between the first firecracker type noise you heard and the second shot, which you have described?
Approximately 5 seconds.
Now, did the impact on the president's head occur simultaneously before or after the second noise, which you have described?
Almost simultaneously.
Did you see the president put his hands to his throat and chest while you were still on the follow-up car, or after you had left it?
As I was leaving, and that is one of the reasons I jumped, because I saw him grab himself and pitch forward to the left. I knew something was wrong.
The Kennedys have seated themselves in an empty booth. They sit side by side, as if they were sitting together in the back seat of a car. They are waving to the crowd. Hill stares hard at the Kennedys. The voices resume as Hill begins moving slowly, desperately towards the Kennedys.
Did Mrs. Kennedy say anything as you were proceeding from the time of the shooting to the Parkland Hospital?
At the time of the shooting, when I got into the rear of the car, she said, "My God, they've shot his head off." Between there and the hospital, she just said, Jack, what have they done to you? And saw me.
Was there any conversation by anybody else in the president's automobile from the time of the shooting to the arrival at Parkland Hospital?
I heard Special Agent Kellerman say on the radio, "To the nearest hospital, quick."
Any other comment? He said, "We have been hit."
Bill continues moving slowly, desperately towards the Kennedys. He's trying to save them. He can't move fast enough. He reaches his arm forward. As his arm extends towards them, John Kennedy's head is struck loudly with a bullet.